This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, joined by Darshan Johan and Lim Su Ann. So two stories for you today as always. In our first story, UK researchers say that they have found that levels of protective antibodies in people wane quite rapidly after COVID-19 infection. We try to understand what this means in terms of developing immunity to the disease, and we check in with researchers here in Malaysia who are conducting a similar study.
Yes, and for our second story, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage around us and we still wait for an effective vaccine to be rolled out, there is another vaccine-preventable infectious disease that we shouldn't forget about: influenza. But with reports of deaths in South Korea thought to be linked to the flu vaccine, we speak to an expert on whether this warrants concern and why it's still important to be vaccinated during the pandemic.
And so on that note, we are asking you on Twitter, have you gotten your flu vaccination this year? So your options are yes, I've already done it. I will get it soon, or no, I'm not planning to. So you can take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also tweet us your thoughts as well as WhatsApp in at 018-789-8899.
Yes, so we're looking at the results that recently just released from the REACT2 study in England, which is a real-time assessment of community transmission of COVID-19. And this is said to be the world's largest surveillance study, and it examines the prevalence of COVID-19 antibodies in the community in England. So the study uses a finger prick self-testing of antibodies at home by members of the public, and more than 350,000 people have participated in the study so far.
Yes, and researchers from the Imperial College of London have analysed the data from June to September and found that the number of people testing positive for antibodies has fallen by 26%, or just more than a quarter, in those 3 months. And those over 65 had a greater drop in antibodies compared with younger age groups. And the same goes for those without symptoms compared with those who had full-blown COVID-19. So the number of healthcare workers with antibodies remained relatively high, which the researchers suggest may be due to regular exposure to the virus.
So what do all these results mean? Well, we'll get to that in a bit, but first some context on why it's important to understand antibodies. So antibodies are produced by the body's immune system to protect us from foreign substances like bacteria and viruses that cause disease. So the presence of antibodies tells us that someone had been infected by the virus at some point.
Yeah, and the UK government is carrying out this study to understand trends in the spread of COVID-19. They have been able to see that there is a much higher circulation of the virus than from looking at confirmed cases alone. And with this surveillance data, they can also look at how infections vary across different population subgroups in England, such as those from different geographical areas or those from certain high-risk demographics.
And the UK government is also trying to get a better understanding of the use of antibody tests at home, which is just one of many diagnostic tools for COVID-19. So antibody tests aren't useful for identifying who is currently infected, but they are critical in helping public health systems to tackle outbreaks.
But mainly, the longer that you can study the level of antibodies in people, the better you'll be able to understand the body's immunity to the disease. So when the REACT2 study first began in June, Professor Liam Smith, a professor of clinical epidemiology and dean of the Faculty of Epidemiology and Population Health from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, said that, and I quote, "A crucial uncertainty is that we still do not know the extent to which antibody levels indicate immunity from infection or indicate whether people are able to carry and pass on the virus." So in other words, antibodies are a very good marker for telling us how many people have had the infection, but their presence does not prove that someone is immune to reinfection.
And we have heard some reports, although they are rare, of people getting COVID-19 twice. So the most recent one was a 25-year-old man in the US who was infected twice about 2 months apart. So his second infection was far more severe than his first, although he has since recovered. And some other reinfection cases in Hong Kong, Belgium and the Netherlands appear to be no more serious than the first round of infection.
Yeah, so what do the results from the REACT2 study tell us about the possibility of reinfection? Well, unfortunately, it doesn't give us definitive answers. Prof Helen Ward from Imperial College London and one of the lead authors said that immunity appears to be fading, but they don't yet know whether this will leave people at risk of reinfection with the virus. However, the researchers do warn that antibodies tend to be highly predictive of who is protected.
But at the same time, other smaller antibody studies in the US and Canada seem to suggest that while immune protection to COVID-19 is short-lived, some antibody types do last longer than others.
So, looking at Malaysia, what do we know of antibody levels among those in our population who have been infected? That's what researchers from the Institute of Medical Research, or IMR, want to find out. They're conducting a longitudinal study for neutralizing antibody response among COVID-19 patients in Malaysia. So joining us on the line now are two of the researchers, Dr. Rafida Shaharuddin, public health specialist, and Dr. Masita Arif, consultant pathology specializing in microbiology and immunology. So Dr. Masita, perhaps you could start by helping us to understand what are antibodies.
Okay. An antibody is a protein which is made by a specialized white blood cells, which is part of the normal human immune response. Identify and neutralize foreign substances such as bacteria, virus, and parasites. And the human body produces antibodies when it fights an infection. So how does the body develop antibodies during an infection? A type of white blood cells called B lymphocytes will recognize and remember the specific virus and produces the specific antibodies towards it. So if the body encounters the same virus again, the B lymphocytes are ready to make antibodies at a faster rate, preventing reinfection. The body produces antibodies around 7 days after infection. When an infection occurs with the same or similar foreign substance, a rapid antibody response occurs, which can fight off the infection effectively.
And how exactly do antibodies protect the body from reinfection? Is this what is called immunity to the infection?
The antibodies protect the body by, first, antibodies are secreted into the blood and mucosa, where they bind to and inactivate viruses and cause it inactivated for the virus and inactivated the toxin, what we call as neutralization. Secondly, the antibodies can activate related immune cells, which will destroy foreign substances by lysis, which is punching holes in the cell wall of the virus. And thirdly, antibodies can facilitate phagocytosis or ingestion of the virus by specific immune cells. So in answering the presence of antibodies, is it the same as developing immunity against the disease? Yes. The presence of antibodies against virus from the past may provide immunity or protection from getting infection again. However, the level of protection and duration may vary between individuals.
But there are reports of people getting infected with COVID-19 a second time. So what would explain this?
There are two main factors contribute to the second COVID-19 infection, such as people with low immune status, which may have very low antibodies towards SARS-CoV-2 virus, such as cancer patients, elderly, and young children with immature immune system. Second factor that contribute to COVID-19 infection, if the infection caused by the different strain of COVID-19 virus, which is mutated, for example.
And Dr. Masita, do patients who have developed antibodies from COVID-19 still need to get vaccinated?
Yes, it is recommended to get COVID-19 vaccine because the vaccine can enhance the protective effect for the patients who recovered from COVID-19 patients.
And Dr. Rafiza, can you tell us more about the study by IMR?
Okay, the objective of this study is basically to determine whether COVID-19 patients develop neutralizing antibodies. So these neutralizing antibodies are required because they can fight off the SARS-CoV virus. So first, we want to see whether these COVID-19 patients develop the antibodies. We can detect their presence, and then to determine whether the antibodies will persist for long term, at least for the duration of this study of about 18 months. So our study subjects will be recovered COVID-19 patients. They should be more than 14 days after infected. And we get these participants among those, the database of COVID-19 patients, we get it from CBRC database and also from the serum data that we have in IMR. Those who fulfill the criteria of above 14 days, the serum is with us, then we will recruit them. We hope to get about 275 participants.
And how will you be carrying out the study?
So the total duration of the study is about 2 years. We will contact them, those who we have the serum of 14 days, and then we will follow them up three times between 101 to 200 days, 201 to 400 days, and 401 to 600 days. We'll be taking their blood to determine whether their antibody is still there.
And how will this study help us better manage this pandemic?
So, this study findings can help us to see whether for selecting eligible plasma donor as passive immunity in treating patients infected with SARS-CoV-2, as well as to use it for vaccine development.
And finally, Dr. Rafiza, how can people get more information about the study?
They can contact us, contact me, Rafiza Shaharuddin, at rafiza.s@moh.gov.my or phone my office at 03-3362-7753 or contact Dr. Masita Arif at masita.a@moh.gov.my or phone her at her phone number 03-3362-7735. Then we will look at their eligibility criteria and contact them back.
Well, thank you both for speaking to us. You just heard from Dr. Rafiza Shaharuddin, Public Health Specialist, and Dr. Masita Arif, Consultant Pathology specializing in Microbiology and Immunology. And they are both from the Institute for Medical Research, and they are in the midst of recruiting participants for their longitudinal study of neutralizing antibody response among COVID-19 patients in Malaysia.
Yes, and experts have cautioned against fear-mongering in response to the REACT2 findings from the UK. So the New York Times quoted Dr. Scott Hensley, an immunologist at the University of Pennsylvania, as saying that declining antibody levels after the acute infection has resolved is the sign of a normal and healthy immune response. And Dr. Antonio Bertolotti, a virologist at Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore, also pointed out that if you look at the data a different way, it shows that about 3/4 of people still had detectable levels of antibodies months later.
So we shouldn't jump to conclusions based on the results of the UK study alone. So antibodies represent only one arm of the immune response. So measuring them alone doesn't give you the full picture. So there are at least 3 other branches of the immune system that can fend off illness. And even if circulating antibody levels are undetectable, immune cells still carry a memory of the virus and can churn out fresh antibodies when needed.
Yes, and it may feel like this pandemic has lasted forever, but in the context of understanding this novel disease, we've only had about 6 to 8 months to study its effects in the human body. We're going to need more studies like what they're doing in the UK and what IMR's researchers are doing now to better understand COVID-19. So again, the contact details if you want to participate in the IMR study is rafiza.s@moh.gov.my. Once again, rafiza.s@moh.gov.my and masita.a@moh.gov.my. masita.a@moh.gov.my. So the details will also be provided in the podcast description.
That's right. And if you have any thoughts on this that you'd like to share with us, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. We're going to take a quick break for some messages from our sponsors, but we're going to leave you with Bob Dylan first and I Want You. You're tuned to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.